Joining us now for his monthly visit is Father William Blasek, the U.S. Director of the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network, the Apostleship of Prayer. You can find out more about the organization and read Father Blasek's blog at popesprayerusa.net. Father, great to have you back. And what is the Holy Father's universal prayer intention for the month of June?
It's great to be with you and to be with your listeners. We're happy to share that intention. And this month, the Holy Father asked us to pray for those using social networks, and he prays that social networks may work towards that inclusiveness which respects others in their differences. Amen.
Boy, I can't think of a more timely prayer than that right now in what's going on in the world and in our political landscape.
Absolutely, and it's a prayer about connection with others, and of course, social networks, that's what they do, but it does seem, as you're aware, anybody who follows the news, that some of the polemics, the infighting, if you would, and sometimes a real frank lack of respect going on the internet and through different social networks is there. So the Holy Father, of course, calling us to the communion of humanity, brothers and sisters.
Well, I know a lot of people say, well, we should just ignore social media and leave it out of our lives, but really the church has embraced technology from its very start.
That's absolutely right. And if you look at print, modern print, of course, is technology, newspapers, books, and the church has been doing that since the time of the Gutenberg Bible, of course. And then I'm a great fan of Bishop Robert Barron, and he often points out how St. Paul used the technology of the times, whether it was a Roman road or a boat or a letter, which are also different kinds of technology. So absolutely, these are tools which can be used, of course, unfortunately, for evil or for bad, but which can be used to share the gospel, and that's what we're doing right now with the technology of radio broadcast.
And also, the Apostleship of Prayer really has embraced internet media in a big, big way just here recently within the last year or two.
Well, we have really, you know, we've gone digital, but we're still personal. So, you know, I go out on the road quite a bit, about 2 weeks of the month at least. I'm on the road traveling and meeting and talking in person. But we use different media, of course, recordings or, as we're doing this, radio broadcast. We've been on TV on EWTN in the past, and then we use the different platforms available on the internet. So we do, I tweet, and then we have a Facebook page, of course, and a home page on the internet and email. So we're trying to hit the whole gamut, and that's where people are and people live. Of course, some people don't use the technology as much, so we reach out by U.S. Postal Service, too.
Father William Blasek is our guest. He's the U.S. Director of the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network. And I just think back, about 10 years ago or so, when somebody gave me a CD of the morning offering. And, you know, at the time, that was the latest technology. And, of course, incorporating that into my prayer life just changed things radically. Every morning, starting with that morning offering. And it's thanks to your organization that I'm able to do that.
Well, we absolutely encourage people to do the morning offering. It's part of our way to enter in union with the Lord, to give our day in service, mind, body, and soul, and our suffering, our joys, our hopes. It's an important prayer, and I think what your listeners might find, if they don't have the habit of making a morning offering, the practice of giving one's day to God, first thing, is a real grace and a blessing, and it brings different blessings. Of course, it's sharing ourselves with our Creator, but they might be surprised at how the day is improved by making a morning offering.
I could give a personal testimony to that. It changes things, but I have a little bit of difficulty, and I hope maybe you can give me some advice. I lose sight of that sometimes as I work my way through the busyness of the day. I forget about the morning offering and kind of what I set out to do for the day. It just gets lost in the busyness. How can we keep that in front of us through the day?
Well, the idea you're thinking of, too, I think, is recollection, or sometimes they use the word mindfulness. But we encourage people to pause at noon to renew their relationship with the Lord. In St. Ignatius's practice, to make a daily examination, and it, if one can do it twice a day, that's marvelous. But we certainly encourage members of the apostleship to pause in the evening. So we say three times a day, morning with the offering. In the afternoon, a pause to renew and deepen our relationship with the Lord, however brief or however long that might be, given your circumstances. And then in the evening, to make an examination and ask the Lord, both we can offer thanksgiving for the many blessings of the day, but also to ask for help in the places we identify where we may have either turned away from the Lord or come up short. And we actually have an app for that. It's called Click to Pray. Click to Pray. It's the Pope's official prayer platform, and it will remind you to pray the way that apps do. You know, it has a little message that will pop up. So if your listeners are interested, they can download that for their different mobile devices.
I'm going to do that as soon as I hang up the phone with you here, Father.
Well, that's great. We got one. I'm going to add one more to our tally here.
Fantastic. Oh, I love it. We're visiting with Father William Blasek. He's the U.S. Director of the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network. And that kind of brings us back to the original topic. We're talking about the Pope's prayer intention, the universal prayer intention for June, and that is concerning social networks, that social networks may work toward that inclusiveness which respects others for their differences. What are some of the problems that you see personally with social networks today?
I think that social networks, as many people have commented, they are a powerful tool for connecting people. And I've met people using platforms like Twitter that are working in Rome. And then sometimes you actually get to meet these people IRL, as they say, in real life. And that could be through Facebook or through other media. Of course, the downside is that we come into a kind of a boundaryless world, or a world in which people sometimes are unfortunately exploiting others by either hiding their identity or seeking vulnerable or needy people on the internet. But I think what the Holy Father's prayer also recognizes is that sometimes, you know, charity is not the principal thing at work. And I will say, I live in a pretty safe part of the internet where when people are sending me pictures of Our Lady and prayers to say and ask me to pray for their family members. But every once in a while, you know, I range a little broader. And I'm astonished at the cursing, the foul mouth, the blasphemy that can go on. And then also, as I mentioned, the infighting, the just the name-calling, the lack of engagement or respect for the other person. And that can be on a very personal level. Or as we know, racism or other kinds of prejudices are still operative in the world. And those all emerge on the internet in the same way that they could emerge in an office around the coffee pot, I suppose, or the water cooler.
You know, we used to say, well, people are hiding behind the anonymity of the internet, but do you notice that that's kind of spilling out into the in real life, if you will? It's almost like we dropped those pretensions online, and now it's happening in real life, too.
I think there's a crassness sometimes in certain parts of our lives. And that's, I think, where that evening inventory can be helpful, is to look at the blessings and the graces. So, for example, I'm looking out at a tree that's blossoming in spring. And yesterday I tweeted that I saw a great heron, a blue heron, with the young herons following the mother and the father. And then I saw a family of geese, you know, the little goslings were with some Canada geese. So we have the great blessings and joy, and that can also be in our interpersonal interactions. But also, I think we all have to reflect on, okay, how did I use email today? How did I use whatever social media platform? And of course, maybe 90% of what I did was good and beautiful, but maybe 10%. And you mentioned anonymity. I think all of us have to be very careful. When we try to become anonymous or in a pastoral role as a priest, you know, when people notice that they're creating either a false identity or not using their real email address or not sharing their true identity, we're often kind of walking down a path to trouble.
Mm. Well, Father, this is such a timely prayer, and I appreciate the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network kind of bringing it to the fore for us. And in closing, could I ask you to give us your blessing and help us do better with social media?
I'll say the prayer intention, and I'll give a blessing to you and all the listeners there. So we pray with the Holy Father that social networks may work towards inclusiveness, which respects others in their differences. And then I give a blessing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Father. Father William Blasek, who is the U.S. Director of the Pope's Worldwide Prayer Network, with us. You can check out Father Blasek's blog and all of the Pope's prayer intentions, some great material, including some fantastic videos, at popesprayerusa.net. Thank you so much, Father.
Thank you.